Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Bernie Miklas will be with us at 2:30, 3 o'clock. We will have a lady from St. Louis Etiquette Society. How about that?
I'm good.
I'm fancy, right?
You need some etiquette around
yeah.
you.
Yeah, we need help.
Yeah.
It's specifically for us. We need to learn how to be a little more better.
I think she's going to put a stop to me wiping my butt on the towel. I'm pretty sure that's going to happen pretty quick.
Well,
speaking of etiquette.
I have to leave now.
We were talking about a lady who's tired of shaving her husband's back. And so then Rach brought up Nair. And I was like, oh, maybe I'll try that. But the stream is saying absolutely not. Dave says, emphatically, learn from his experience, don't do that. So.
Yeah, I don't think that's a good idea.
Yeah. Remember that commercial, though?
I do remember.
The short shorts?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It was kind of hot.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I was 12, so everything was hot.
Of course,
but, yeah.
Right. Everything was to you.
Right.
I never used it. I don't know that it would work.
Mm.
Rachel?
I don't think I've ever, used it before, but I can smell it. Like in my memory, so it's like, but the thing is, I think you have to leave it on for longer than recommended in order to get it to work, which is also the risk of burning your skin. So it's not the best thing to do.
Yeah.
I just thought if this woman hates shaving her husband's back so much, she could just slap some Nair on there.
So he had his daughter do it.
And how did it come out?
Didn't say. Yeah, he just left. She left it with, he had our 10-year-old daughter do it.
So. Maria was kind of talking about the Nair in the same voice that she'd use if you were like holding the bottle of Nair in your hand and like kind of
threatening
to pour it all over yourself.
Hey, Maria, don't you think 10 years old is way too young to like put your daughter in that position?
Oh,
to
absolutely.
Shave her dad's back?
That's just weird and creepy.
Thank you.
I don't know who would do that.
Yeah.
But then again, you know.
It's a big world out there.
He must be a very hairy guy.
It's a big world out there. Yeah, she said that she calls it the sound of summer when he gets the clippers out. So.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
That just, man.
Could you do that?
No.
No?
Well, I mean, I guess if I had to for somebody, if I loved them, I mean, I wouldn't obviously go out and get some hairy guy.
Just don't have anybody you love that much right in the moment.
Look, it's challenging enough brushing the dogs.
So we brought Maria in to talk about what happened yesterday at Lambert Airport. I saw it on the morning news, and I just kept thinking, I'm not seeing what I think I'm seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this isn't possible. I thought I knew where they were. But there's no way you can have a line that long. And then that's exactly where they were.
Yes.
And they did have a line that long.
I couldn't. I'm like you. I thought, that's not Lambert. That's another airport. That can't possibly be us.
Yeah.
But it was. And it only affected Southwest flights.
Mm-hmm.
None of the other airlines were affected. And according to the airport director, Rhonda Hamnebrigge, she says, all of the people came to the airport at once who were leaving the Seventh-day Adventist convention that was in town. And apparently they had flights like in the afternoon and later in the evening, and it was just too many. I don't quite understand that.
Yeah, because we have conventions all the time.
Yes.
You would think that that'd be happening on a weekly basis.
Yeah. And the fact that it only affected one airline.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I question.
Those Adventists, they love the Southwest.
Apparently, except one woman I saw interviewed says never again.
Yeah.
That's it for Southwest.
Now, do you know who the Adventists are? They're not LDS, right?
No.
They're not Latter-day Saints.
No, they are
okay.
not.
They're their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And apparently, I guess, but you know, it just seems like we've had large conventions here before.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess maybe they didn't all say, let's go to the airport all at
same
once.
Time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I and you know, it was really bad. It was hot.
Yeah.
Brutally hot. And there were older people out there.
Yeah.
And people, they weren't even bringing them drinks or anything, even like water. Which I thought they would have, maybe.
I don't not feel bad for the Adventist, but they kind of caused it. So if like if you're there in line with 50,000 other Adventists, you kind of know what's going on. But for the yeah. people who just went on a, like a normal day,
right.
they're flying to Cancun on a Sunday.
Exactly.
They run into that.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. That's why I like when you're like, oh, I'm never flying Southwest again. I'm like, it's your fault.
Right, because you all showed up at once.
You all showed up at the same time. And if some of them didn't have flights until, like, later in the day?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, they were...
This was very easily avoidable, and I don't really consider it to be Southwest's fault.
I wonder if other airports could have handled that.
Hmm. That's a good question.
Yeah, because that terminal is very small.
Mm-hmm.
That Southwest terminal.
That's what I'm thinking, because it wasn't like they were spread out all across the airport, which is another thing what I don't understand. Why didn't you send them into the big terminal?
Mm-hmm.
And let them, you know, like go and get some coffee or walk around, read a mm-hmm. book, something like that.
Yeah.
Rather than keeping them outside.
Yeah.
It wasn't like it was a really nice day outside.
Right.
It was hot.
Yeah.
And humid. And I could see where a lot of people could have gotten sick from that.
How about the dog story? Has that been resolved? Like the Parvo story? Are we now on top of this?
No, I don't think it's been resolved per se. I think the St. Louis County Council is still conducting their investigation because, you know, they subpoenaed several people,
okay.
Including the public health director, her deputy director, and they were going to hold another meeting, which I thought might have been last week, but they mm-hmm. didn't yet, where they were going to talk to them. They also talked to the veterinarian who we thought abruptly quit, but apparently was told, you have to leave.
Mm-hmm.
That was Douglas Pernikoff.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what they're trying to do now is do adoption events to try and get the animals adopted because... Week before last, they had over 250 animals
wow.
in there. And they're just, they don't have the capability
yeah.
for that. And the animals are being put in cages that they should not be.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a really horrible situation there. And we found out that the 19 dogs that were euthanized, there are treatments available.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently they were not economically
oh gosh,
feasible.
Yeah.
So they decided to euthanize the dogs to try and stop the spread. So it's been a really... horrible situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I know people are very concerned with that shelter. They've got a couple of bills before the county council now because they're looking for funding, additional funding, and so they can add on to the facility, make it larger.
That's
so
good.
They did pass their inspection week before last, too, and they have now, they're licensed by the state
okay.
agriculture department.
Sad story.
It's a horrible story.
Yeah.
Really, really sad story. Especially when you think, well, maybe the dogs could have been saved.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, I think it also revealed a lot of when they come in, the intake, that they're not necessarily screened like they should be.
Mm-hmm.
It would seem to me if you're running a shelter that you automatically do a parvo test, which they do not, because you can come in there and not have any symptoms. Mm-hmm. But then all of a sudden, you know, 4 days,
yeah.
10 days down the road, the dog will develop it. So it seems that when you're running a shelter like that and you're keeping all of those animals together, that's another thing. They don't isolate them when they first bring them in. So if they have anything, the other dogs will contract it.
Is this the first outbreak that you've heard of?
No.
Here in town?
No. They had another outbreak, but it was not at this level.
Mm.
This was a few years back. Also, Stray Rescue had an outbreak of Parvo a few years ago, but they contained that really quickly. This just completely got out of hand.
Yeah. Okay. You can hang out if you want to.
Sure.
We're just going to do more dumb stuff.
Okay.
How was Superman?
It was fun.
I
liked
it.
Yeah, I liked it a whole bunch. It's really, 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 really good.
Not too woke for you?
You know what? It's pretty... I didn't think it was, like, super woke. I think people are assuming woke about the wrong things. I was surprised by how politically minded it is. It's very politically minded. So a big kind of the central plot of the movie, which I did not know going into it, is that we are told at the very beginning of the movie that there is one nation that is invading another nation, and Superman kind of puts a stop to it on his own. He doesn't get, you know, the UN isn't involved, the president isn't involved. He just kind of inserts himself into this major geopolitical thing because he sees, like, oh, people are being hurt, people are being killed, I'm going to go over there and put a stop to it. And that's kind of like the central focal point for the entire movie, which is really interesting. And it touches on a lot of, you know, it touches on some, like, Israel-Palestine allegory and some, like, Russia-Ukraine is in there as well. It's all just kind of in the mix together, and I was very surprised to see a movie doing that.
Do you see why people think it's woke? Do you go, okay, I don't agree, but I see from this scene why people are saying this?
So there's a couple of... There's, like, one scene towards the end that I think people were upset about, and that's just people not having any media literacy and not understanding the words that are being said in front of you. Because one of the key points that keeps getting brought up in the movie, as it does often in Superman media, is that Superman is not like a natural born human American citizen. He's an alien. And so a lot of people think that, you know, based on what his little monologue that he gives at one point towards the end of the movie, that the message of the movie is supposed to be like, oh, immigrants are great and immigrants are perfect or whatever. And that's not really the message of it. The message of it is that even somebody who is not from America can take on and appreciate and radiate American values that we treasure here, due to the influence of other good Americans around them, teaching them what that means.
Doesn't seem too woke.
Doesn't seem too woke at all. But if you take it the other way, because you're not, you know, working any media literacy muscles like some people out there, then it will lead you to go, eh, this movie's woke.
Well, that's the thing about calling something woke is, like, you can just say those words and then it's kind of on everyone else to prove that it's not woke. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could just, anything you don't like, you can just call woke. And it's like, well, what is that even? I would challenge people to define what that actually means or what it means to them when they say it. And I mean, just seeing that, like, surrounding this movie. I mean, I don't know anything about it, but the fact that it already has this label before people have even seen it, it's just odd.
Do you guys, specifically Andrew and Rach, do you have things that you guys think are woke in your definition of woke?
I guess my definition of woke is like going over the top on something that doesn't need to be like hammered home that much. And I see that in, like, people's tweets and stuff. There are times where I'm like, whoa, you are taking this in a direction where it's like, I just don't think it's as deep as what you're making it out to be. But no, when it comes to media and stuff, I can't think of a show where I'm like, I don't watch that because it's too woke for me.
Yeah, I take woke very much in a similar way to, like, Rachel does. Like, if you start saying, you know, oh, can we not enjoy, can we not talk about The Simpsons anymore because Homer Simpson is a domestic abuser because he strangles Bart or whatever. That stuff will make me roll my eyes. And then, as I've talked about before, you know, my wife was in, like, some, you know, woke is good, like, Facebook groups around the time of, like, the Trump election, because she was very upset about that. And what she found was a bunch of people who were trying to prove their wokeness by outwoking everybody else. And to a certain type of person, if you're not as woke as I am, then you are like Hitler Godzilla. You are the worst type of person if you're not as woke as I am.
I'm sure it's not a recent development in human history, but that whole thing, whether it's a jihadist or it's a Christian or it's MAGA or it's someone on the left, the competing with each other to show just how very something we are, that feels fairly new to me.
I think a lot of that has to do with social media. Mm-hmm. People just, if you look on like Reddit or X or any of these places, a lot of times you'll just see the same conversation play out over and over again just between different people. And a lot of times it's people just parroting what they have read in other discussion threads. I think with the advent of social media, you see something in print, you see something written out, and you read it and you think, okay, it's true. And you like internalize it and it becomes a part of your personal dogma. And then suddenly we're all kind of thinking the same way and doing the same things. Mm-hmm. That happens on both sides of the aisle. That is a very real thing that happens. I think a lot of people are able to see through it, but there's like a scary amount of people who just regurgitate the things they read.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. More disturbing to me, and this is going to sound like an anti-Trump thing. It really isn't. It would be just as applicable to Joe Biden or anyone else. But we're talking off the air how Trump said so many things when he was running, like every candidate does. I mean, that's why they're candidates. And they all are kind of full of crap. But the whole like, oh, I could have that solved in 24 hours. Well, let's give him a week. Let's give him a month. Give him 6 months. Like, it's not turning out that way. But it's interesting to me that what seems to have gotten MAGA's dander up is the Jeffrey Epstein stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, that's where it's like, now that's a bridge too far. Like, saying the things like, Putin would have never invaded if I weren't here. Well, you're here now, and he's not pulling back, and he's blowing sunshine up your ass, and then he's dropping bombs. People don't seem to be bothered by that. Mm-hmm. But they're really bothered by the Jeffrey Epstein stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, the Epstein stuff, it's more emotional than maybe those other topics, because it's children being sexually abused, trafficked, taken advantage of, supposedly by these elites, supposedly by people who are running things. I don't know if Donald Trump has ever directly said this, but people in his very close circle are like, yeah, we're going to take the Clintons down. The Obamas are on the list, too, and we have it for you. We have it ready to go. You make those kind of promises, that gets people extremely excited and like ready for justice to be served. And then you're like, oh, actually, there is no list. You still talking about this guy? Really? I understand why those people feel extremely betrayed.
To the point where for some people became single issue voters on this. Like, this was the thing that they cared most about. We got to protect the babies. There's children being abused or have been abused, and those who are doing it or have done it need to be brought to justice. And they made that a huge part of their platform. And people who were platforming that and who rose to popularity off of, you know, I'm trying to figure out who's behind this abuse of children, are now in positions of power. They have immense amount of, you know, social media influence, or they are elected officials in the government. And now for all those people to just have to go like, yeah, I don't know anything about all that. I guess it's nothing. Let's just not even worry about it anymore.
Yeah, I think Trump really miscalculated, because one of his things, as we all know, is to shame the person asking the question. And when he shamed that reporter, like, you've got to be a really bad person to ask that question. No one cares about this creep. He's dead, blah, 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 blah. I think he just miscalculated. Mm-hmm. You know, he shouldn't have said that, because clearly people did care.
Maybe just a little bit of arrogance in there, too. Maybe just a little bit of that.
Well, it usually works.
I can shoot someone on Fifth Avenue type of thing. Yeah. Like, if I tell them to drop it, they're going to drop it.
It usually works. Thank you, Maria. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
What I want. Bernie Miklas will be with us on the other side of the break. We have Melanie Broyles, who is with Etiquette St. Louis, who did a hit on one of the local television stations that I saw. And right now what they're doing is helping kids to learn the proper etiquette rules to go back to school.
Oh, that's
cool. Isn't that interesting?
That's mm-hmm. really interesting.
Yeah, I think that's very interesting. Today is National Mac and Cheese Day.
Ooh.
And I didn't realize the passion people have for mac and cheese. 56% said that they would give up coffee or all social media before giving up mac and cheese.
Not coffee.
Yeah, I think I would. I think I could do that.
Yeah, not coffee.
Mm-mm.
No.
I'll give up social media just for my own mental health.
Right. Just,
I'll do that for nothing.
To not be crazy.
Mac and cheese is the best food in the whole world.
Wow.
Mm. Yep.
There's a statement.
It's my favorite.
You do eat a lot of it.
I love it. You got something to say, Rachel?
I mean, it eats protein. Like, it's good. I
needs
enjoy
hot dogs.
It.
Well, see, that's one of the things about it. It does need hot dogs. That's one of the things about it is that it's flexible, right? I'm not just talking about noodles and Velveeta or whatever.
That's
I'm
what
talking
you ate
about
for lunch on Thursday.
Is what I almost ate for lunch today. But what I'm saying is I'm not just talking about that, right? Like, that obviously is already a perfection of the form. But I'm talking about, like, you could do anything with it. You can add a little, like, some chicken and a little green onions or something to it. You can add some hot dogs. It's great with hot dogs. Boy. A little barbecue sauce in there. Mix it all up. It's perfect.
You're really getting sick.
Yeah, there's something about, like, mixing in a sauce with a mac and cheese that really grosses me out. It's one thing if it's drizzled on top and I can distribute it
Been
myself.
Making it
with,
red?
Yes. Ugh. No. I cannot. That is so gross. I'm really weird about textures and stuff, though. Like, I like to keep... I'm not, like, one of those people who can't have things touching on their plate necessarily, but I like to... I don't like pre-mixed things. I like to be the one, like, mixing in...
So consider, if it's a texture issue, consider that when you put barbecue sauce into mac and cheese, it does not change the texture of it at all. It's the same. It's a sauce
in
a melted cheese.
I don't want it mixed in. That's gross. Drizzled on top... I'm fine. I can distribute that myself with the spoon as I'm taking bites. I am in control. If you're mixing it in and suddenly the mac and cheese is now pink.
Seems to me, knowing you and your food weirdness, that mac and cheese would be like milk in that you need to make it yourself.
No, because I mean, I can get it. I'll like go to Salt and Smoke or whatever and get their mac and cheese. It's really, really good. It's just, you know, I mean, I like it. I don't want to take it away from anybody. Do I agree that it's the best food in the world? No. And he's like actually offended.
No, not agree offended. It's just, yeah, all right, there you go. There you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure.
or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Time to talk to Bernie Miklas. Hello, Bern.
Hello, Dave. Hey, I got a question for y'all. Do you miss Wheels when he's not in there? Do y'all feel lonely?
It's terrible because he takes up so much space. And you know, having broadcast with him, like having a good day today. I simply did not work hard enough over the weekend. You know how that can be sometimes, Bern. You don't have enough show prep. You're grasping at straws. But when Wheeler's here, he's like my running back safety valve. I can throw a little out and I know he's going to pick up a first down.
You know, he's got a really, really quick mind and he does these deep dives and he comes away with stuff, and he's really good at that. He's quick on his feet. That's a good way to put it. That's what a third down back does, right? When you're dumping the ball to get out of trouble, right?
Yeah.
You want a guy with good hands and quick feet. That's Wheels. So I miss not hearing him. I can't believe I'm saying that, but I miss not hearing him. We love Wheels, and he'll be back Wednesday, I think.
He'll be back Wednesday. And he's so logical. Like I consider myself a pretty logical guy, but he's like Mr. Spock. You know, he leaves me in the dust when it comes to that.
I haven't gotten enough of Wheels because he's on vacation, but we do text, and I'm you know, wondering what he's thinking about this or that.
Yeah.
And he's going off on, you know, the Cardinals for this or that. It's fun. It's entertaining. It really is.
So tell us about Liam Doyle, our new prospect.
I was so excited. Listen, I generally speaking stay out of the draft because the baseball draft. Now, you know, when you're talking about maybe the top 10, top 12 picks, I think casual fans will know some things about these guys, but let's be honest here. I mean, most people, whether they be fans or just sort of casual media, are kind of like faking it a little bit about what they know about individual prospects. I can't tell you, like, I can tell you names of who the Cardinals drafted after like the third round, but I can't tell you anything about them, you know. Liam Doyle was, you know, I was doing a lot of reading on starting pitchers because I was hoping they were going to do it, right? And then I thought, well, there's no way Liam Doyle would get to them because he's exactly what they need. He's a left-hander, and left-handed pitchers are making a huge impact. They're like the new thing in a way in Major League Baseball. More teams want strong left-handed pitchers who can strike guys out. And so he throws 98. He's got a nasty splitter to kind of get people off the chase. He's working on some other things. He's got nasty, nasty stuff. The Cardinals don't have enough of that. And he comes from a winning pedigree at Tennessee. You know, and Tony Vitello, the native St. Louis coach at Tennessee, just raves about him. And I think the Cardinals have landed one of the best pitchers, if not maybe the best starter in this draft. And my friend Keith Law, who's like a professor, he's like an encyclopedia about draft picks because that's what he does for a living at the Athletic. He said on his board, he had Liam Doyle as the top pitcher in this draft.
Wow.
Yeah.
So could he, I hate to make the comparison because he's the best in generation, but could he be edging into the Paul Skeens level?
I don't know if I would go that far because that's just a lot to put on him.
Yeah.
But he's different than any young pitcher the Cardinals have drafted in a really, really, really long time because, you know, number one, I mean, you know, a guy with that tremendous strikeout punch and swing and miss stuff, they don't have those guys. You know, we always talk about that. You know, it's pitch to contact, pitch to contact. This guy just, you know, is really hard for people to get the bat on his good stuff. And then I do think this about him, though. I think he'll be a fast track guy to the major leagues. And I'm not talking about this year. You know, I would never predict stuff like that until I know more, but I could see him here as part of that rotation in 2026? Because he is like a fully developed guy, basically, you know? So yeah, I thought it was a great pick. I was excited for the Cardinals.
So what level of ball would you expect him to start out in?
Look, I'm really going to go back to Keith Law and a couple of other people that are really good at this and know everything. The consensus is they should start him at least at double A with a pretty quick move up to triple A.
Okay.
So they would have, so if that's the case, they could have like three guys starting, let's just say starting next season at triple A. They would have Quinn Matthews. They would have Tekoa Roby. They would have maybe Michael McGreevy again, or he'll be in the major league rotation. There's a couple other sleeper prospects, but also if Tink Hentz could ever stay healthy, mm-hmm. which has been hard, he could mm-hmm. be in that Memphis rotation. So they could have three, possibly four major league starting pitchers in that AAA rotation based on how they're doing. I don't mean that all four would be in the majors at one time, yeah. but they're on the track to be in the majors relatively soon.
So, Byrne, if Liam Doyle had been there at the same time as Ethan Holliday, what would you have been your druthers?
Well, gosh, I would have been excited to get Ethan Holliday just simply because he's a left-handed hitter and he's got that Bobby Witt capability.
Yeah,
he's
got that star power.
He really does. But you know, I think Liam Doyle has got, in terms of star power capability as a starting pitcher, the Cardinals don't have much of that other than Sonny Gray, and this guy I think can fill that.
So, Byrne, I picture things like this quite often. You know, you have the ear of Oliver Marmol, as you have most of the managers in recent memory. But if they were to put you in a room with the team, like what wisdom would you try to give them? Or just like a paradigm, boys, think of it this way, based on the first half of the season.
Fellas, nobody thought we would be this. We'd be five games over 500 and a game and a half out of the wild card. And, you know, before the season, fellas, you know, the Athletic and Baseball Prospectus, they projected us to win 76 games. We're way ahead of the pace. And the other thing is, fellas, you got to understand, we haven't even played our best ball yet. We've been really inconsistent. We know it. That's baseball. But we've been inconsistent offensively. We've been inconsistent with the rotation. But we've all seen that you can perform at a high level. We know it's there because we've seen it. But now we got to work on being more consistent. We also have to work on finding ways to create runs when the power is not coming. You know, we need to do a better job of playing small ball. We need to do a better job of using our speed. There are a lot of ways for us to get better. So don't, just because we've been kind of inconsistent and just because we're like 19-22 since May 30th, we all know what this team's capable of. So you got to go into the second half with that attitude. Let's show them again. They didn't believe us before the season. Mm-hmm. We're better at the half mark than anybody thought. Now there's some doubts. Let's show them again.
So, Byrne, I saw one of your videos over the weekend. I think it was a couple of days old, but you were talking about something that I share. I love Lars Nootbaar. Nick and I were sitting at the game this past weekend, and he said, you know, Lars is the one guy I have trouble seeing in any other uniform but the Cardinals. I just like him so much. There's so much affection. But when you get down to the brass tacks, like, I'm just a little worried about how much he's hurt.
Well, you know, you're right. And the thing of it is, when I did the video, you know, he was back in the lineup and look, he was starting to hit up again. You know, he was so great in April and early May. And then he just went off a cliff and then he had a couple nagging injuries, but he was starting to hit again. And one of the reasons when I did the video, I said, listen, it isn't that I dislike Lars Nootbaar, but the Cardinals have a surplus of what he does. And they have a AAA prospect right now, Nathan Church, who is a left-handed hitting outfielder who really fast. He can play center field well. He's got crazy plate discipline. He draws a lot of walks. He doesn't strike out. He hits for power. And he's like the fastest rising talent in their farm system. And scouts are going nuts over this guy. So where's he going to play unless you kind of clear out part of the outfield? Mm-hmm. And my thinking with Nootbaar is not because, oh, I can't stand him. No, my thinking there is that a lot of baseball front offices have been trying to get him in the past. As I call him, he's the StatCast king. Yeah. All the new metric stuff, he's like the king. So there is great appeal, I believe, with him. Now, I will say this, and I'll sound cranky. In typical Lars Nootbaar, you know, fashion, we're getting close to the trade deadline, and he's on the injured list again. So, I mean, what do you, you know, what are you going to do? That's the Lars experience, right?
Yeah. So, what level of excited about all the shenanigans for the All-Star game are you?
Not really. I'm going to watch the home run derby tonight, but I'll probably watch it later after it's already been complete.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things, and you and I talked about this week, or last week, I'm sorry, one of the things, and I don't have the specific numbers in front of me, but I was reading really early this morning, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me. They were talking about the number of players that are already have been named All-Stars because all these guys are bailing out. All of these guys are whining, and then they have the chance to be coming to the team, and then they don't want to go to the All-Star game. Like the Phillies are whining. Because Mizorowski, the big kid in Milwaukee, got that All-Star spot after some other guys bailed out. And one of their guys was one of the guys that bailed out. You know, and so it's like, well, what, you know, why are you ripping this kid? Look, we could have a conversation with a guy with five major league starts should be in the All-Star game. But these pitchers bail out left and right, left and right, left and right. And I think it's a real problem with the All-Star game. I understand you got to protect your guys. And if a guy pitches on Sunday, now they're even saying Saturday, oh, well, he can't pitch in that game. We got to protect him. I don't know what the answer is. People that subscribe to The Athletic, you ought to read Ken Rosenthal. He wrote about that this morning. It's really a predicament for Major League Baseball. And I think it's people like me who love baseball. There are so many numbers. There are so many players. You know, usually you and I talked about this last week. It used to be, and I don't think either one of us live in the past. It used to be when it was an All-Star game, everyone on that field or in the dugout was a true All-Star.
Yeah.
You know, you didn't have like 20 roster replacements where it's all watered down. It's just not the same appeal to me. It just isn't.
I feel you.
Yeah.
Feel the same way. All right, buddy, tell us about Zuliga. Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. At top of the hour, we have Melanie Broyles, who is with...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Etiquette St. Louis, Etiquette STL. I saw her on television, just met her. She's delightful. And she is helping kids to be ready to go back to school. So this will be fun.
It's so cool. It's so important and so not talked about. But like I think I mentioned just the other day on the show, like I see these like TikToks from teachers who are like, these kids just don't know how to act anymore. Yeah. They don't know how to act like people. I don't know what to do for them.
Like in your situation, take a shirt, leave a shirt.
Mm-hmm.
It's that kind of thing.
They show up without shirts at school, and the teacher goes, what are you doing? And the kid's like, I got a shirt here.
Got a shirt here.
Got a shirt here.
And then the teacher's like, that's good etiquette.
Yeah. If I change shirts from a shirt I already had, then I got to carry around this shirt all day.
Now you got two shirts.
A waste.
What are you going to do with that?
It's not efficient.
No, it's not. So speaking of waste, you had a couple of people sitting next to you at Superman that weren't great?
Oh, man. So this one just kind of hit me on a personal level because so I go and see Superman. It's a pretty full theater. I don't think it was like sold out or anything. We went to the little theater in Alton. I went and see Superman, and there are these people that are so across the aisle was my dad and his girlfriend, and then the people that were right behind them.
Okay,
and they would not stop talking the whole time. You can very clearly hear what they're saying, and they're like Superman comic nerds, so they're like, oh, this is an interesting take on crypto. His cape is not supposed to be able to tear in the fashion of life, or whatever, you know, stupid.
How do you do that in 2025? How has the memo not gotten to you that you don't talk in a movie?
Oh, we are through the looking glass on theater. And I mean, that's something that deserves its own course at Etiquette STL is we don't know how to act. I really think it was COVID. It was movie theaters getting shut down and everybody just having to watch movies in their house where you don't have to be quiet the whole time or whatever. We just completely have lost all sense of etiquette in the theater. I mean, it's ever since then, I have not been to a theater that had more than like 15 people in it and had like a good etiquette experience.
But if it's not young kids, like I can almost understand if like your first theater going experience was during COVID and you don't know any better. But for adults.
Yeah, these guys were like in their mid 40s.
That's crazy.
And that wasn't the thing that really made me mad.
Did you threaten them?
The thing that really made me mad was that I sneezed. And I did the thing when you sneeze where you try to make it quieter and it ends up making it 10 times louder. Sure. So I sneezed and both these dudes go, ugh.
Oh, I'm getting mad.
I was so mad. I just like turned and looked at him. And then the like usher was like walking up and down the aisle, probably because somebody had complained about the talking, and they stood right next to my dad and his girlfriend and like looked at him the whole time. Like they were the ones that were doing it. They're not the ones doing it. My 69-year-old father is not whining about how they didn't like how the Fortress of Solitude looked or whatever.
Well, that's like the part that makes it doubly annoying is it's like, why are you having this conversation right now other than you need, like, I'm going to prove that I know the most about this fictional scenario. None of it's real, guys. None of this really happened.
None of it's real.
It's made up. You can just kind of relax and enjoy it. And then if you have critiques, you can talk about it later. But like the in real time, like fact checking Superman. Oh, it's so
in general.
I'm so over that stuff.
You kind of bring up an interesting thing because in general, that's kind of how I feel. This movie does some things differently with like established Superman canon, right? And so people are like, that's not how it works in Superman. And it always kind of drives me nuts because I'm like, well, the original stuff was made up anyway.
Yeah.
Because it's not a real history.
It didn't really happen.
Didn't actually happen. So you actually just make up a different thing to have happened with the Superman or the Spider-Man or whatever. There's no difference. It's the original stuff was just made up too. Just making stuff up. Let them make up something different.
You're hurting feelings right now.
It just that always kind of drives me nuts when people do that because it's like It's
you want to watch the same movie over and over again?
Yeah.
Why are we rebooting this stuff over and over?
Yeah, do something.
It's going to be the same every
new.
Time. I empty a bottle, I feel a bit
free. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.